It's true. I am only happy when it's dimed out. Hello and welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 343. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Titus Andronicus. That song is called Dimed Out, and it's on the album The Most Lamentable Tragedy, which came out July of last year on Merge Records, a band from Glen Rock, New Jersey. Where's that? I don't know. Probably some suburb of New York. Who knows? Anyway, that is an album that I slept on last year, or maybe intentionally avoided, because, I don't know, for some reason, I'd seen them live a couple of times, wasn't that enthused, it had been years, and, well, that album is fantastic, and it ended up on just about everyone's best of list, and for good reason. So, it didn't end up on mine, because I didn't get to it in time, so that's what this podcast will be. A lot of those things that other people really liked, and I said, maybe it's good, and went, oh crap, it is, I missed it. But not this next track. This next track is a brand new one from a actually unreleased album yet. 2016, baby. This is Hipshot Killer with the song Anthem.
Take the-
It's punk rock and a lot of it. I failed to mention that. Most of it this week. Matter of fact, I think everything this week is punk rock of some flavor or another. We ended that set there with the Old Firm Casuals with the song Perry Boys. That is the album This Means War, which came out on 2014 on Oi the Boat Records. That band is Lars Fredriksson from Rancid and other bands, and this is described as his Oi band, and maybe it's more street punk, I don't know, but I like that one quite a bit. There's a lot of very catchy songs on there. Before that, the Seaside Rebels with the song Too Many Expectations. That is on the EP called, When the World Ended, Our Story Began. Came out on Step 1 on Music October of last year, a band based out of London. And then we started that set off with Hipshot Killer with the song Anthem. That is from the new album, They Will Try to Kill Us All, which will be coming out January 16th on Throwing Things Records, a band out of Kansas City in Missouri. The 16th is a Saturday, odd day for release, but hey, that's when their release party is happening, and well, they don't really care about record industry rules because they're punk rock like that. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. As I mentioned, this week, well, it's a lot of music that other people had on their best of list that I just didn't hear or I ignored intentionally. And so I'm picking up some things. So normally there's no solid theme here. And in fact, I think this is the first time that I've ever had a podcast that didn't feature if not a majority, at least an equal number of female artists or female fronted bands, but not this week, not in Oi. And a lot of this is Oi and street punk because, well, I read somebody's top list and went, how come I never heard of these things? Well, there you go. I picked them up and said, hey, I made some good choices. Boy, am I really good. Anyway, let's play a track here. This is by Lion's Law from Paris, France. The song is called Skinhead.
Keeping up and got as it shows. With my mother and my father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. My father worked for the council, the job he used to hate. While my mother waited tables for the minimum wage. Nah, 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 nah. It's your life, your right to choose. Nah, 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 nah.
Firmly in Oi territory, aren't we? Nothing Oi bands like better than talking about how persecuted they are and knowing their roots. Frankly, I'm a big fan of both as well, though, so no slag intended. We started that set off with Lion's Loll with the song Skinhead. That's on the album Open Your Eyes, which came out on Contra in February of last year. A band, as I mentioned, from Paris, France. And then we ended that set there with Gimfist with the song Roots. That's on the album The Last Stand, which was released by Sunny Bastards back in July of last year. That band from Darlington in England. Evidently, they've been around a very long time, and this is like album 7 or something like that, but I've never heard of them until I saw them on the list as one of somebody's, you know, favorite of the year, and I went, oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So I'll be picking up more albums by them, and you'll be hearing more about them on the podcast, because those are the rules, right? If I get it, you hear it. Well, I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 343. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a couple of things coming up here. Got Venom on the 13th out at the Granada. On the 16th, Hipshot Killer playing that release launch party at Josie's. On the 20th with Blondie Brunetti at the minibar. Or you can see Hipshot Killer on the 23rd again at the minibar. You know, if you like that not all ages cost you money kind of thing. On the 2nd, Deaf Heaven at the Midland. 23rd, Yola Tango at the Bottleneck. The 10th, Communist Daughter playing at Bonfire. Bonfire is kind of a I don't know, an artist's loft. I think it's in Mission. It's kind of one of those secretive sort of shows, maybe. Something where it's intimate and costs a lot of money. On the 17th, Black Sabbath is playing at the Sprint Center. I have not been invited to cover that show, so I probably will not be there. Which, this is their last show ever, our last tour ever, right? Well, I don't know. Nobody's last tour ever. On the 23rd, Hop Along is playing at the Riot Room. On the 26th, Best Coast is at the Midland. Or John Velge is playing at the Mini Bar that night as well. Talk is playing at the Riot Room on the 28th. And then we're out into March and beyond. I got Craig Finn and Titus Andronicus coming through. Murder by Death, Ra Ra Riot, Savages, all sorts of things happening. We'll know more later. It's not time to talk about March yet. It's snowing outside. The only other thing to mention on the website is we've got photos and video up of the Life and Times Roman numerals and outhouse show that happened on the 1st at Record Bar, their penultimate show, RIP. And that's it. So we'll fill it up with more things, including silly pictures of Venom Inc., everyone but Kronos, I guess. But maybe I'll bring a stick figure in and we can add him into the picture as well. Anyway, let's end things off here. I got one track left for you. We skitter off of the Oyen Street Punk vein just a little bit here, but we're not going to depart from punk. I've got a project called Sie Lieben Maschinen, or something like that. I don't have a German accent. The song is called Legend, Myth, and Lies, and it's on the album June Gloom, in which the band put out themselves sometime early last year. The band is based right here in Kansas City, and it's a project of Joss Newton. And Josh, you know, from, I don't know, a million bands, let's just say from Shiner. Joined by Steve Tulipana, who you know from a million projects, such as the just mentioned Roman Numerals or Cease and Desist or Drop a Grand, or I don't know, he's in like some of those tribute bands that play around town as well. He's a busy man. I don't know how he does it. Anyway, this is a post-punk project that owes a lot to other bands, so it's kind of more fun than groundbreaking, but you like fun, I like fun, so we should like this fun together. Anyway, so let's end there. There's a track, as I said, by Sie Lieben Maschinen. The song is called Legend, Myth, and Lies. If you like it, hey, you can get it on cassette. Yes, on Bandcamp. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.